He's a timtza, a way to be able to have karbanis. The Torah gave us a system by which you could have karbanis, and that system is everyone gives a machzis hashekel beginning of the year, and we use that money for karbanis. That's one way to learn. And I told you that the Rambam Shita was that they're two separate things. There's one thing, one mitzvah to give a machzis hashekel. And that's a mitzvah no different than eating matzah is a mitzvah on Pesach, and shaking a lulav is a mitzvah on Sukkis, and blowing a shayv is a mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah a certain time of the year to give a donation of matzah shekel. That doubled up. Besides the mitzvah say to give a matzah shekel, it was also used for kodshim. It was also used for karbanis. So that according to the Rambam, there are two mitzvahs asay. There's a mitzvah asay of giving, which he counts as a mitzvah, and then the idea that you use it for the machzis hashekel. That's why the Rambam held the mitzvah of giving a machzis hashekel starts from age 13. Because it's a mitzvah like eating matzah. It starts from age 13. The Mepharshim on the Masechta learned that it starts from age 20. They learn it's a kachim dikadin. It's a din in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, many of the mitzvahs started from age 20. And that's the shita of many other Rishayim. Now this is the Chakirot which we began just a week ago. We started the Masechta. A week ago tonight. We started the Masechta. We found already, we feel like experts already in Shkolim, no? We're into it. But in Shumas Halishcha.
But it's a chod sibul, just like learning on Monday and Thursday. It's not the individual.
The individual, according to the Rambam, the individual has a mitzvah to give a machzis hashekel. It was used for the tzibur. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah on every individual, on each individual. The carbon is a mitzvah on the tzibur. The giving the coin is a mitzvah on each yachid. In Shumas HaLishcha, Chai Knievsky has a sefer Shekel HaKadosh. He clears a similar shaila regarding what we're going to learn now. The fact that they separated Shumas HaLishcha. Again, you can learn two ways. You could learn that Shumas HaLishcha is an avaida. It's an avaida in the Beis HaMikdash to shecht an animal, to spritz the dam, and to eat it. Eat it is a separate mitzvah than the spritzing of the dam, than the shechita. Each one's a mitzvah. So similarly, you can learn here, Shumas HaLishcha is a mitzvah. It's an avaida in the Beis HaMikdash. And then they use the coins for the karbanis. Or you could learn, no, Shumas HaLishcha is just a hechetimtza. You have to have a system by which you spend the coins. How do you spend the coins? You don't walk into this room every day and take out a few coins. This is just a system, a hechetimtza, a way to get the coins set up to be used. Nafkamina, Chaim Kanievsky says, Nafkamina is, if you need a kayin who's kosher for Avaida to do Shumas HaLishcha. Shumas HaLishcha was done in a room where Yisraelim could walk also. So if you learn that it's an Avaida, so then a kayin has to do it. He has to, presumably with the big day kahuna. If you learn, no, it's just a hechetimtza, a way to get, to spend the coins, then it's lav davka. A kayin has to do it. And if a kayin does, he doesn't have to wear a big day kahuna, etc. So this is his chakira, which matches sort of the chakira with which we begin the Masechta. And he also shows that it's a machlekes the Rambam and the other Rishayim. The Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah by itself. And the other Rishayim we're going to have on Daf Tesam and Aleph disagree. So it's a sort of a uniform shita, so to speak, in the Masechta that the Rambam holds there are two dinim. There's the din of the mitzvah itself, A, of giving a coin, B, of separating. And besides that, it helps you know how to, it develops a system by which to spend money. The other Rishayim hold, no, this is just a way to set up the spending of money in the Beis HaMikdash. And so that's sort of the Hagdama to what we're going to learn. I say here, again, I told you the third parak is the parak of the Pratim of this, Masechta. And it says, B'sholosh kupay shel sholosh soyin tarmenes halishcha. Each of the three times the Kayan went in, before Pesach, before Shavuos, and before Sukkis, each time he took three boxes, each box held three saw, and he took out coins. Now how big is a three saw box? So a saw is 144 eggs. Bayim is a saw. Now an egg box holds how many eggs? 12 dozen, 144 eggs.
Right.
No, the not the box. Little egg boxes, the boxes, the cases.
30
How many? 30 dozen. Okay, so that box is about 3 dozen eggs. A shalosh soin is 3 dozen eggs. That's not really accurate, because that's 3 dozen eggs with the cardboard and the airspace inside. When we're saying it's 144 eggs, which is 104, which is 12 dozen eggs, that holds 30 dozen eggs.
Okay.
30 dozen. Anyways, this is just 36 dozen eggs is the size. So you picture a box somewhere smaller than that box, because that's the size of the box that held these coins.
It seems small.
It seems small.
Yeah, I mean, how many...
The coins were heavy.
I understand the coins were heavy, but I'm saying, how many cuts a shekel did that?
Okay, we have homework. Somebody has to get a box.
We're talking about hundreds of thousands.
Right? You're right. We have to get somebody with a box and see how many silver dollars fit in the box. We should do we'll get the National Daf Yomi organization.
I'm passing up the silver dollars.
We have to see how many fit in such a box. I don't know. A saw is 144 bayim, so it's 12 dozen. Okay. At any rate, they used 3 such boxes. Because of Aleim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And the boxes were Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Why Aleph, Beis, Gimel? Because you spent it in order. They spent the first box, the second box, the third box. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Yevonis, Kosav Aleim, Alpa, Beta, Gamma. He says it wasn't Aleph, Beis, Gimel. It was Goyish. It was Greek letters, Alpha, Beta, Gamma. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has this thing here. Rabbi Yaakov has a shita that in the Bayis Sheni, when they came back, they tried very much to impress on the people that this is not Yemais HaMashiach. People might think there was a Chorban Bayis Rishon, the Bayis HaMashiach is being rebuilt. Oh, so Mashiach Zeiten. So Rabbi Yaakov says in the Bayis Sheni, they spoke Aramaic in Eretz Yisrael, and they used the Gaiish names for the months that we have today, Nisan, Yir, Sivan. They're not Jewish names. In Tanakh, before the Bayis Sheni, we don't find these names, Nisan, Yir, Sivan. The names that were brought back, Taisa says they're Gaiish names that they deliberately took back to impress on the people that this is not the Gula Asida, this is not the final Gula. And therefore they used Alpha, Beta, Gamma, they used, not Aleph, Beis letters. Now, Eina Toyrim Nichnas. Now, the fellow is walking in. You got to picture this. You know, they have in the amusement parks these rooms full of balls or full of. It's a room full of money. You walk in, you step in, you sink into money. So people are going to be chayshid. The fellow who comes in, that you know, he takes a couple for himself. Like, who's going to notice? So Eina Toyrim Nichnas loy bepargut chafus. You couldn't go with hemmed clothing. If you have a hem on your pants, you can stick a coin in, and no one will notice. V'loy b'minol, v'loy b'sandal, not with shoes. You can stick coins into your shoes. V'loy b'tfillin, imagine that. You can stick a coin into your tfillin. V'loy b'kameya, and not with a necklace that has a kameya, because you can stick a coin in there. Shema, what's going to happen? Ya'oni. He'll come out, and during the year he'll get poor. V'yaymru, and they'll say, me'avoyin ha'lishcha oni, heni. I know he got poor. He stole money from the Lishcha, so God punished him that he got poor. Oi, Shema Yashir, maybe the next year he'll get rich. V'yayimru, mitshumas ha-Lishcha ha-Hashir. And they'll say he got rich from the Shumas ha-Lishcha. That doesn't make any sense. If he gets poor from this, if he gets rich from that. That's the way people are. People gossip. And if anything happens, they'll accuse him. So therefore, he had to be careful. Sha'odem tzarech losis yidei b'riyos. Person has to avoid the chshad from other people. Kedera shot tzarech lotzeis yidei hamakim. Just like he has to be yaitza his obligation to Hashem. Shenemar v'yisem nikiyim mi Hashem umi Yisrael. You have to be clean to God and you have to be clean to Klal Yisrael. V'aymer u'matzachem v'seichotai v'ein elakim v'adam. They got that from Benji. U'matzachem v'seichotai v'yishufay chen and good seichel v'ein elakim in the eyes of God v'adam. In the eyes of people, you have to be careful not to do things that people will be chayshid you. So this is the way they did the Chumas HaLishcha.
So you have a whole big room which is full, like, you can't eat, you walk on top, and you fill up a total of 9 boxes, small boxes.
Right.
Which is incomprehensible. They have thousands and thousands of
people, right.
And you only take a small little
number. So why do it with the leftover money?
The leftover is got to be 10 times the amount.
It's a lot of money, probably. So the leftover they gave to the rabbi. No, I'm just kidding. The Gemara have a sugya later what they did. There was leftover money.
Wasn't there a need for more?
The Gemara was saved. There was a need for more. They did it again. The Gemara will say, well, three times a set, and if there was a need for more, they did more. You have to remember that during the year, there were people who came on their own and donated animals to Hegdish. And if they had to give it Yafa Yafa, they had to give it over Blaif Shalem, and then they didn't have to spend money. You know, the Beis HaMikdash, imagine now, they give to people who go daven at the Kaisel. You know, that was the real schooler, you know, in the Beis HaMikdash, to bring a carbon that really brought kapara, and that really brought, so people, this was apparently adequate, and it seems that it was an exception when they needed more. That's what seems in the Gemara.
What were they worried about more? The stealing?
What? What were they worried about more? Stealing itself? Stealing. No, they were worried more about the people talking than the stealing itself.
Can come from
the Yafet? He has to, Yafet, the Gemara says. A Yafet can give the animal, he has to give it to the Tzibur Yafet Yafet. They have to make sure he's giving it over Blaif Shalem to be Tzibur property, and then they could do it. Gemara, we'll see in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. Don't tell me the Gemara. I'll say, we'll see. There's enough, big nafkamina to psukim. Give me a chance to get there. It's a very big nafkamina. We'll talk about it. Zakti Gemara. Tamon taninon. We learned elsewhere, mefan in afiladalad v'chamesh kupais. In Ilcha Shabbos, it talks about moving boxes. How big is a stam box? Reb Zvi Shas, Reb Yosha, kamu shiuran shal kupais. In a different mesechta, you have a stam box. How big is the box? Amalei nil mitzaso min amaforish. When you learn Shas, you have to know to learn a Mishnah that doesn't say how big it is, from a Mishnah that says how big it is. The Tanya, b'shalish kupa shalish shalish sa'in. Three boxes of three saw each. Shehen tisha sa'in, which is a total of 9 saw. Shehen esrim v'sheva sa'in. 3 times a year is 27 saw. Tarmenes halishcha, because of him aleph peis gimel. And it was written on them aleph peis gimel. So it's saying here that it was 3 times 3 times 3. Each time, 3 boxes. 3 times a year is 27 boxes. Why does it go through all the math? So it says, because somebody will make a mistake, he'll learn the Mishnah, 3 boxes of 3 saw, meaning 1 Pesach, 1 Atzeres, and 1 Sukkis. So it's telling you it was 3 each time, for a total of 9 boxes, times 3 is 27. And it was labeled Aleph Beis Gimel, Neim HaKosav Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel, Loimer, Mistapek min harishayin the kaidim l'shniya, min hashniya kaidim l'shlishis. He spent it in water. So this is the Gemara's explanation of the Mishnah. The Gemara now digresses for the rest of the Samid to a different topic, which is similar in the style of the Gemara. You'll see. Taman taninan hamaitziyayin kedei mezigas hakais. In Masechet Shabbos, it talks about how much you chayiv for carrying. How much you have to carry to be chayiv? Each item is the smallest chashav ashir. Kedei mezigas hakais. What's kais? Kais is a becher. Reb Zira shalos rabbiya. Kami yeshur and shal kais. What does that mean? You chayiv if you carry mezigas hakais. What's a kais? Amalei nil mitzasa min amaforish. That Mishnah just says sasam stam kais. Learn it from a place where it explains it. The Tani Reb Chia. Arba kaisis sha'amru. On Pesach night is a mitzvah d'avar arba kaisis. Yeshnan revias shal yayin b'itlaki. So there, it's a revias of yayin b'itlaki. So we see a kais is a revias. So here also a kais is a revias. Now 1 minute. I have to explain meziga to you, because that's what the Gemara goes into. Meziga, you probably bumped into in Shas, is that at the time of the Chazal, the custom was to mix wine with 3 times as much water. So for every ounce of, if you wanted a 4-ounce cup of wine, they would put in an ounce of wine, 3 ounces of water. Now why did they do this? Rashi says, "Mnei shehayayin chazak," the wine was strong. Now I learned this all along, I understood that it had a high alcoholic content. Now it's not correct. I bumped into a few Gemaras where it doesn't fit, and I asked Rebelski at the time, what does it mean? So Rebelski explained the following. First of all, he explained that wine on its own never goes much above 13.5% alcohol. And the reason for that is that grape juice turns to alcohol because of the bacteria which naturally occurs in grape juice that eats the sugar and changes it, excretes it in the form of alcohol. Once this bacteria is living in a wine that's 13.5% or most 14% alcohol, it dies. Wine, naturally, is never more than 13.5% or 14% alcohol. That's the highest it gets. So it couldn't have been much, it couldn't have been stronger. However, if you want to get the most grape juice out of grapes, the way to squeeze them is to let them sit until they get nice and mushy. If you ever left an apple and came back after the summer, it never happened to you. You come back after the summer, the apple is very mushy. Now, mushy means it has a lot of liquid. If you want apple juice, you take a good apple, you get very little apple juice. If you wait a whole summer and you squeeze it, you get lots of apple juice, except it has a smell. It doesn't exactly, it's not exactly appetizing. In the case of grapes, if you want to ferment them anyway, so what they used to do is let the grapes get soft, and then they squeezed it. Then the grape juice they got was very syrupy. It was chazak, meaning it was a very syrupy grape juice. It had the way you would picture it would be. And therefore, because it was thick, they mixed it with three times as much water, and that was their wine. So Menesha Yayin Chazak is an idea, not that it was, in English we say strong wine, we mean high alcoholic content, but what they meant was that it was tough on the stomach, you can't drink a syrupy wine, you get sick from it. So they used to do a meziga. Now Agav, of interest, when Kedem wanted to make a Yayin Kal for Pesach, Pesach night, you're supposed to have wine. Grape juice is a bidyeved. So how high in alcoholic content is still wine? We can't know. Chazal didn't print a percentage for alcoholic content. How high is it? So the logic that the Hecherim used is, since wine doesn't get to more than 14% alcohol, and they used to mix it with three times as much water, so if you mix in three times as much water, so you get a quarter of the 14%, which is 3.5%. So that was the logic by which they came. If you buy Yayin Kal, it's 3.5%, sometimes 4%. And that's where they came to the conclusion that that has a din of Yayin. Now that's Mezigas HaKais. Now, here, getting back to our sugya, we said that you carry wine, the shear is Mezigas HaKais. How much is Mezigas HaKais? Is that a quarter of a revius? The amount of concentrate, so to speak, you need for a kais? Or is it with the water mixed in? So therefore, the Gemara says the following. Because of this issue, the Gemara deals as follows. We're up to Arba Kaisis, Shomru, about 10 lines down. Yes, the Raviyah Shal Yayin Beitliki. Om Rav Yaisi Barab, Mishum Rav Yechanan, the Rav Yehudahi. This follows Rav Yehuda, the Tani. Mayim, how much water do you carry in Chayav on Shabbos Kedei Gemiyah? A swallowful. Rav Yehuda, I make Kedei Loshapa Sakilar. To make makeup, they used to take powder and water and make kilar as an eye makeup. Rav Yehuda Aimer, I'll skip the parentheses, Yayin Kedei Gemiyah. How much wine are you chayiv? A swallow. Rav Yehuda Aimer Kedei Mezigas HaKais. The amount of wine you put in to be Mezik HaKais, which is a quarter of a revius. So therefore, if you're carrying the syrupy part of the wine, the concentrate, a person is chayiv for carrying, let's say 3 ounces is a revius, so he's chayiv for carrying 3/4 of an ounce. Mozug Bekama. What happens if he's carrying wine that's already mixed with water? So nishmeinu min ado. We have an identical brisa. It's word for word the same. Mayim kedei gemiyah. Water, the amount of a swallow, is chayav on Shabbos. Rabbi Yudai mikdelo shabbos akilar. The amount to make makeup. Yayin kedei gemiyah. Wine, a swallow, is the shear. Rabbi Yudai mikdei mizigas hakais. So there too we had a Kabbalah mizigas hakais, which means on Shabbos, the shear to be chayiv, if you carry the concentrated stuff, then you chayiv on, let's say, three ounces is a revius. So you chayiv on 3/4 of an ounce. If you have it mixed with the water already, then you have to carry the whole 3 ounces, the whole revius, to be chayiv. Adamra, mazu kedei mezigas hakais. Kama shiurin shel kais. How much is that in English? Revius is a technical term. How much is it in the terms of the time of the Gemara? Rabbi Ben Omar, titritun verivia. Now you know. Okay? A titritun and a quarter. If you go to the museum, you see a titritun size, so it's that and a quarter. That's the shear. So this is, why is this brought in here? Since by a box, we said, what's a box? When it says stam box and shas, it's the same as our Mishnah, Same thing, kais. It's a stam kais and shas. It's the same shear as our Mishnah. Now, once we're talking about Pesach night, everyone likes to talk about Pesach night. So the Gemara goes on in halachis of Pesach by night, the Seder. And it's interesting, the next two Gemaras, we don't paskin like. The Bavli doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. Let's see what it says. Ma'ul ishtoysam b'krach echad. Can you drink the arba kaisis one after the other? You take four kaisis. I once had this with somebody whose wife was in labor. He was going to the hospital. So he calls me up right before the Seder night. He says, my wife's in labor. I'm going to the hospital tonight. How do I drink? How do I do the Seder? Express fashion. So according to this Gemara, Gemara says, can I just sit? I'll drink four kaisis one after the other. So the Gemara says, mida amar Reb Mana, amar Reb Yaisi, Hallel in Shaman Bebesak Nesas Yatsa. He holds, if you say Hallel in Shul Friday night, you don't have to say it again at the Seder. Now, if you don't say Hallel, Hada Amra Shasa Mekrech Echad Yatsa. That means the third kais of benching and the fourth kais of Hallel are said one after the other. So you see, you don't have to do anything in between. So the Yerushalmi holds, you could drink them one after the other. We do not paskin that way. We hold each of the kaises, you have to do something on each kais. The first kais Kiddush, second kais Nisipit Sis Mitzrayim, third kais Birchas Hamazon, and the fourth kais Halal. And as you know, even those who say Halal in Shul Friday, Leil Pesach, repeat the Halal again at the Seder. So the Yerushalmi holds, you can drink them one after the other. The Gemara Ma'ol Ishtoysam B'Piskan. Now, the reverse. What happens? I don't want to drink the Arba Kaisis in one shot. I'll sip them. I'll break up the drinking. Klum omrush, so the Gemara answers, klum omrush yishta, like day shiyishta v'lo shiyishta akir. Chazal didn't want people to get drunk. When they said drink it, they said don't get drunk. In shoska bepiskan afuena mishtakir. Drinking it slowly makes you not get drunk. Now, a doctor or a biologist will tell you it's not so. Doesn't matter if you drink it slowly or quickly. The same amount of alcohol gets into the bloodstream. But if you're like me and you can't take alcohol, by me, if I drink it in one shot, that's Purim. Otherwise, I don't know. It seems to affect the brain differently. Zakti Gemar. So we're learning, we're talking about Seder night. What about Shemitah wine? Now what's the Shaila here about Shemitah wine? What's wrong with Shemitah wine? So the Mepharshim here on the side learn, this is talking after the Zman Habior. On Shemitah, you can take as much food, much produce as you want into your house. There's no limit. You go out, it's hefker, take what you want into the house. However, once the field is emptied, everyone's obligated to put whatever they have back out, except for Kadesh Tei Sudas. You can leave yourself two meals at a time. When it's kolol l'chaim and asada, when there's no produce left in the field, you have to put it back. So they learned this is talking after Bior. There's nothing left out in the field. So now the Shaila is, can you use this Yayin Shal Shemitah? Tanu Reb Yashia, Yaitzim B'Yayin Shal Shviyas. Ma'u Lotzeis B'Kunditin. Now Kunditin is a wine that has other ingredients mixed in. There are some wines on the market today that have other fruit juices mixed in. There used to be Plum Royale, once upon a time was a popular wine. It had other juices, fruit juice mixed into the wine. Are you yaitza with that? The Taliba Kapara Kundikin Kiyayin Hada Amr Yaitzim Biyayin Kundikin. Now this we do paskin. We paskin the Chatchila should be straight wine. But if it's Chaviv, a person is allowed to use a wine that has other things mixed in, and you yaitza. Ma'al Lotzeis Biyayin Mezugin can be yaitza with wine that's mixed with water. The Tani Reb Chia Arba Kaisi Shomer Yaitza Be'am Be'chayim Be'mezugin. You're allowed to have it say Chai, Yayin Chai is grape juice, means raw wine, the way it is when you squeeze it. And Sai Mezugin, Uvavach Yehebaim Tam Umari Yayin. As long as you don't put in so much water that it loses the taste and the look of wine. Omer Ab Yirmiya, Mitzvah Lotzeis B'Yayin Edaim. Now here, this is very much Lahalacha. It says a mitzvah to use red wine, Shenemar Atira Yayin Kiyis Adaim. The pasuk in Mishlei is not talking about the Seder. It says that wine is red. That means stam wine is red wine. And here, I have to tell you, there is a sheet in the Rishayim, the Ramban Shita, that you're not yaitze even b'di'eved kiddush unless you use red wine. There's such a day under Rishayim that it must be red wine. Obviously, we don't pass it that way. People use white wine. People use other wines because it's chaviv. And you could use, we pass, you could use any wine. But if all the wines are equal, then it's a mitzvah to use, it's preferable to use a red wine for the Seder and a red wine for Leil Kiddush. Why red wine? So here, the Gemara says, because of a pasuk, al teir yayin ki yisadeh. Regarding Leil Pesach, it says another reason. It says red wine is a reminder of the blood in Mitzrayim, of the dam in Mitzrayim. So the Paiskim say in Nafkamina, what's in Nafkamina if it's to remind you of the red wine, of blood, or if it's Atira Yayaki Yisadai? Nafkamina is, if you take white wine and you pour in some grape juice to make it look red, is that good? If you learn Atira Yayaki Yisadai, that means it has to be naturally red wine. If you learn it's just a reminder of the dam, that mixing in the wine also does the trick. Lamaisa, there are Paiskim that hold that if you deliberately color something, there's a isr tzviya, there's a sort of dying, and that's why the ma'isa, it's not kedai to mix in with. Gemara says, ain't tzviya ba'ichlin, but if you're mechavim le tzviya, Mishnah Berurah brings two shitas. So we don't mix in deliberately to color it, but otherwise, it's preferable always to use red wine. Red wine comes from grapes with the peel. White wine comes from grapes without the peel. It's not that it's red grapes and green grapes. The difference between red wine and not red wine is whether the wine is fermented with the peel of the grape or not with the peel of the grape. So the Gemara Vayta. Ma'u lo tzeis b'yayim mevoshel. Everyone knows about mevoshel. Ki b'yayitza l'chatchilo, even b'di'eva, with cooked wine. Om reb yayin ha'yayitza b'yayim mevoshel. Ye yayitza is mehudr, not mevoshel, but ye yayitza with mevoshel. Reb yayin ha'tameid, reb yayin ha'kan ha'vishosi. Arba kosi de pischa. Have a chazik reshiat chaga. When he used to drink the four wine cups, he was really sensitive to wine. And after he drank his arba kaisis, he had a headache until shvuas. So he went around with a headache till shvuas. And this gemara is brought as a raya that you're not supposed to drink lechatchil. You're not supposed to drink grape juice for arba kaisis. Because if you yaitze with grape juice and arba kaisis, why did Rabbi Yehuda go around with a headache until shvuas? He should have just had grape juice. This is brought as a raya to the shita, Ramesha, as in the Grismesha, that the chatchila is supposed to drink wine derecheiros, which is yair hamishtaker, which means that it should be wine and not grape juice. When people ask me if they have to have wine, they don't feel well afterwards. I ask them if they don't feel well till shavuos or pes shavuos. So if it's only till shavuos, then you can drink it. And most people, it's just for an hour or two, and some people it makes the seder much happier that way. Chamite chada matronisa. Maybe they didn't have grape juice in Nissan. Could be. I mean, they didn't have any grapes that lasted till Nissan. That could be. Okay. That could be. That's why. Because they didn't have that. Could be. I don't know. Chamite. What does chamite mean? When do you say chamite? Chamite means I saw it. Chamite chad mitronisa api nehirin. Notice Rabbi Yaina had a happy face, and a mitronisa saw his face. Amra, she said, "Saba saba." He looked like a Bowery guy. You know, he looked drunk. He said, "Saba saba, old man." Chad amani tlos milin ispach. One of three things. Oy deshasi chamra. Either you're drunk. At oy de malve beribis at, or your fellow who lends beribis, you make easy money. Oy de begadel chazira at. Now I don't know why, but apparently raising hogs is an easy parnasa. I don't know why in the world raising hogs would be easy parnasa, but that's what it says here. So she said, you have an easy life. Either you drink, or you do one of these two things. Amalei tipach rucha de yitza, the chadim alen klas milayu lespi tipach rucha, and you go. You know, go jump in the lake is an expression. None of those three. El upidi shchiachli. Just, I learned the geshmak is sugya. Ah, so that's why I look this way. Dachik siv chachmas odom toyer panav. The wisdom of a man lights up his face. So if you see a guy walking around in shul, and he looks very happy, It's because he learned the Geshmak HaSugya. That's what made him happy. Rabavo Osi L'Tveria, Chamoinei Tamudei D'Rabbi Yechanan, Apu Nihirin. Same thing. This Rabavo walks in. He looks drunk. He looks very happy. Amra Tamidin L'Rabbi Yechanan, Ashak Rabavo Sima. Now what does it mean? Rabavo found Sima. What's Sima? So most of the only place I saw here at Taich is that Sima means he found wealth. He found he was wealthy. When I was learning this on my own, I understood he found Sima. I thought it means a sum. He got found drugs. He found some marijuana. He found something. It made him happy. That's just Sima. I don't know what the art scroll does. The marijuana treasure. They write or?
Treasure.
A treasure. Oh well. The Menachem Beis of Nefesh, which is a Pirush Shkolim, says it means a treasure. It would have been nicer the other way. But anyway, he said, Rabbi, oh, he's high. Osalagabe. Omale. My Eraisa Chadisa Shmaita. They, he knew Rabbi Avohu. He went over to Rabbi Avohu. He said, which Geshmak HaSugya did you learn that you look so high? Amalei Tesefta Atika. I learned, literally means an old Tesefta, but it means, they say, Tesefta of Atik Yaimin. He learned a nice shtick of Kabbalah. Koralei Chachmas Adam Toyer Panav. Chachma of a man lights up his face. So Halavai, we should be like that. You have a Geshmak HaSugya, you walk out with a Geshmak, lights up the face. Omer Reb Chanan, Luga de'iraisa, a lug de'iraisa to munta atika dumaraisa de'tzipairi, is the size, is like the eighth to munta, atika, the old measure called tumunta dumaraisa de'tzipairi, which with they sell fish brine in tzipairi. Now the next few lines, there are a lot of girsais, we're going to go with the girsa that we have. Omer Reb Yaina, V'choch ben Allah, the base Rabbi Yanai, have a mechilim bud tavash. And that's the size that they sell honey with. Now, how big is a lug? So again, we learn, and we just learn lug, and everything, kav, and lug, and saw, it doesn't mean anything. A lug, a revius is, a revius a lug, if I'm not mistaken. A revius is about 3 ounces. So you learn lug, it means like a can of Pepsi, a 12-ounce can. It's about that size is the shear of a lug. Tani chatzi shminis tavarnis, Hayishan. It's the old shear in Tveria that they called a shminis. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Hadon Didenu. It's our shear. V'lomi Karlei Atikta. And why do they call it old? What do you mean the old shear? It's the shear we use today. Meginda Hava Biyame. It's something we use today. Why are you calling it an old shear?
We used it from the old.
And for the Gemara, Ista Amri Hava Ziira V'Rabsa. It used to be a smaller shear. Inflation, it got bigger. So we're saying we mean the old shear, the smaller one. It's the Amri Dazira the Azharta that it went down and it came up, but it didn't quite come up the amount that it went down. In other words, it changed. It didn't go back to what it was. So whatever the lug is, this is all the same. We don't know the Shminis and we don't know the shear. Kamu Shir Shal Kais, Yasim Shem Yasim Ben Pazi. B'yaisi ben bibi b'shem reshmuel etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim al raim etzba u'mesa shlish etzba. Now here, we know what fingers are like. We're saying a revius is 2 fingers by 2 fingers by two fingers high, 2 fingers wide, slightly less than 2 fingers, 1.83 fingers the other way. It's obviously a very small amount, certainly not 3 ounces, maybe it's got to be less than that. Yavesh kizayis. If you take wine and dry it, nobody dries wine today. They used to dry wine and get like a candy, like you have today the fruit roll-ups, right? You used to get this stuff. So they used to dry the liquid out of the wine, and they used to get this wine yavesh. So the a revius of wine, you get a kazayis of this yavesh. Dibir Reb Nosson, Rabban and the Kisri, Reb Yaisi, Reb Bibi, B'Shem Shmuel, Asir, Reb Nosson, Reb Shimon. They said, this shear of Kazayas is like Reb Shimon. Kamad Reb Shimon Amar Revius. Shimon said, this shear is a Revius. Kacham Reb Nosson Revius. L'kisha Yikrash, when it gets hard, behave by Kazayas. Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Shua Ben Levi. Maisa B'Predas Rebbe. We're going now to another Indian of a shear of a Revius. Predas Rebbe Shemesa. Tiru Estamar Mishum Nevela. Shiloh was, a blood of a Nevela is Matame. What about a trefa animal? He had a mule. And the blood of the mule, they said, is tar. Vishal Reb Elazar, Reb Simon, Ad Kama. You can learn 2 ways. You can learn the blood of a trefa animal doesn't have a din nevela, because you can't shecht it. Or you could learn that the amount of blood was less than the shear to be metame. So v'lay ashkech pei. Rav Simon didn't answer him. Shalom Rishon Malay v'yamalay. Ad Ravi is tar. Yosem Ravi is tame. So he told him, up to a revius of dam nevela is tar, a revius is tame, and it's not dafka, a preda that was just a maisa shoya kachaya, ubash, or ubat, l'rebeloza al delechazalei Rav Simon. He was angry, the first person he asked didn't want to answer him. So he was upset, you know, that he didn't answer him. Al delechazalei Rav Simon shmuasa. He didn't answer him what he asked him. Rabibi av yosem masni hadein ovda. Rabibi was talking about this story. Omle Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna, bar Kahana, ad Ravi Yistar, Yosef Mekan Tameh. He told him the shear, ubat bay, and he kicked him. And this next Gemara has got to be a Kabbalistic Gemara. Because the Gemara says he told him a halach and he kicked him. Omle, Rav Zirika, begin the shalach at baat bay. He's talking to you about how much dam is metameh, you give him a kick. Omle, begin to lay have his deity be bitten away. I was just in a bad mood. I didn't kick him because of what he said. I kicked him because I was in a bad mood. Dom Rav Chanan. Because Rav Chanan said he has a lumbus. He had a guy's in a bad mood. He kicked somebody. He tells him a shtickle tire. One level of curse. That person doesn't know where his food is coming from. If somebody doesn't have a way to grow his own wheat, he buys a year's supply. So he knows he has for this year, I'll have to worry again next year. Somebody who's worried for the next day, he doesn't have his own food. He has to go and buy in the grocery. Somebody who doesn't, can't bake his own food has to go and buy, that's to buy from a bakery. Now nowadays there's always food in the grocery. But once upon a time, you weren't sure you found. So he says, I know samichta apalter. I rely every day on buying food. I don't have money to save up food, and therefore I was nervous. I was in a bad mood, that's why I kicked him. What exactly are you supposed to learn from this Gemara? I don't know exactly, huh? Someone kicks you, you should have rachmanis on him.
That's maybe where Rabbi Simon didn't answer Rabbi Lazar, because he was afraid he'd give an answer and he'd get kicked.
He'd also get kicked. Okay.
He can't win for losing.
What? If you get kicked, if someone kicks you, have rachmanis on him, feel bad for it. I don't know. It's normal. No normal. Umau kidein, hey Rebbeish. Umau kidein, kidein. And what are we paskin? Hey Rishuv ben Psayr al dam nevelu shutar mau tar tar melahachsher. Now dam nevel is not tar. It's not mashal kabel tuma. Avol itama is mitame, but it does bring tuma. And the shir is a revius, like we said before. Tamon tanina. We learned elsewhere. Dam asheretz kipsarai. A sheretz is unique. Now people think a sheretz is like one of these little creatures that a bug. People think a sheretz is a bug. In modern Hebrew, maybe a sheretz is a bug, but the Ashmeinah Sheratzim are actually creatures that crawl. According to many, one of them is a turtle of the Ashmeinah Sheratzim,
and
a salamander, a lizard. So they're slightly bigger animals. The Dama Sheretz is Metame Kipsara Basara Sheretz. Metame ve'ina machshir. It has a din like basar. It's metame, I think the shear is a saira. What does it say on the side? Or adasha, rather. Size of a lentil. Ve'inlonu kiyaitzabai. There's nothing like a sheretz where the blood has a din like the basar. Ve'shir tumasa, ishadami metame kipsarai. And the shear is the same shear as the basar. Kadasha. It's only by everything else. Liquid has its own shear and solid has its own shear. It will be everything else is a revius. Am Rabbi Yosi, pligi batrein amirayim. It's an old machlokes amirayim. Chad amar tameh, chad amar tar. The machlokes of dam nevela, preda, is an old machlokes if it's metameh. Man dam metameh k'reb Yehuda. Man dam tar k'reb Yeshua ben Peseira, who argued in this machlokes. Amalei Reb Avduma, deminachusa, v'yos to Reb Yehuda, murayna debay nasi ahava. And it's correct, like Reb Yehuda, who's the head of the Beis Hanasi. He was a preda of Rebbe. Rebbe is the Beis Hanasi. And they said it's Metameh. They said it's Tar. They meant it's Tar, less than Revius. All right, till here. So we had over an Amid of a digression to talk about Revius. We digressed from the Sugi of Shkalim. And now it comes back to the Shkalim. Shema Yani V'yayim. Tani Rebbe Yishmael. Kovatz lo yitra mibnei achshad. Kovatz is a hippie, a guy with long hair. A long-haired person can't take the truma mibnei achshad, because they're going to be chayshid, he's sticking coins into his hair. You hear this? Chayshid, he's sticking coins into his hair, and therefore it's no good. The Rambam argues. All the Mefarshim say this means someone with long hair. The Rambam says it means a poor person. A poor person, lo yitrayim. Because they'll say a poor person is finding some way to get a coin out of there. So Chai Knievsky writes on this Gemara, why didn't the Rambam learn, everyone touches this word means long hair, why didn't he learn that way? The Rambam is Lishitase. The Rambam holds that Chumas Halishcha is an Avayda. It requires a Kayin. And it requires a Kayin is Royal Avayda. A Kayin in the Beis HaMikdash had to take a haircut. He had to take a haircut once every 30 days. So he had to take a haircut regularly. Since he had to take, what was it, a Melech every day, Kayin Gadol once a week, and a Kayin had you once a month. So he had to take a haircut. So since he had to take a haircut, he couldn't have long hair anyway.
Possible.
So that's why the Rambam learns a different Taich. Tani, HaGizbarim Hayu Mefasvesim Bekilkin. The Gizbarim used to, if they had clothing that had a design, fringes on it, they used to separate it with their fingers to show there are no coins in it. Tani, Bedabrim Hayu Imai Mishoshu Nichnes HaShoshu Yaitzei. Baby's going to hide money in his mouth. So they kept him talking from when he went in till he went out. You hear this? They treated him like a crook. The guy going into Duri Avaida. What? No pockets, no hems. He said there was no, not even a hem, no place to hide the money. No tefillin. V'yamalei pumei moi. Gemara says, I have a better idea. Make him fill up his mouth with water before he goes in. Can't hide a coin in your mouth if it's full of water. Try it. Amar Rav Tamchim imnei habracha. Because he had to make a bracha. So you can't make a bracha with a mouth full of water. So therefore they kept him talking. Well, he didn't walk in. He stood right outside and he threw it in. He had a good arm. He threw it in. Reb Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Reb Yainasin b'tayr b'neviim u'b'ksuvim matzinu sh'adam tzarech latzis yidei abriyais. K'derashu tzarech latzis yidei amakim. You have to worry about what people say. And we have three makairis. And Levi, I'll answer your question here. The Gemara brings three psukim. B'tayr minayin d'ksiv yisem nikim e'ashem u'mi'israel. You have to be naki from Hashem and Klal Yisrael. B'neviim minayin d'ksiv elalakim Hashem v'Yisrael hu yada. God knows, and people know. Be careful what people know. So this Gemara is saying that you don't say, I don't care what people say. You have to be careful. Gamliel zuga shalar b'yaisi bar rabbayin ezo ha-mechob ishe b'kulan. Which pasuk is the most precise? Amalei yisem nikiyim e'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael. Now, Ramayisha Tshuva explains this idea. Ramayisha has a number of tshuvas about the Gedorim of Marisayim. In Shas, it's very confusing. Sometimes the Chayshish Marisayim, sometimes not. Sometimes Chedri Chedorim it's Mota, sometimes it's Asa. So Ramayisha explains there's something called Marisayim and there's something called Chashad. Marisayim is you'll do something, people will learn from you and they'll do it also. People think that they also could do it. That's really Marisayim in Shas. So Maris Ayin, that's Gzera D'Rabbanan. V'yisem Nekimei Hashem Yisrael is Chashad. The way Ramayisha explains Chashad is not that people are going to learn from you. If you steal from the coins of Elishcha, it doesn't mean they're going to learn to steal from the coins of Elishcha. It means Chashad, you shouldn't do things that bring you Lidei Chashad. People are going to be Chayshid you, that you're not supposed to do. And he says that is a Din Dei Raisa, it's not an Issa Dei Raisa. I told you once, if it's not Beloshin Tzavah, we don't say that it's a dindai, it's a tayrag mitzvahs, but it's an haga that a person has to be naive in a tayra to avoid b'nei hachshad. So the Gemara is asking, what's the gedder of chashad? Let's say I do normal things and people are chayshin me. Was it only if I do something suspicious, people are chayshin me? The difference between the yisem nekiyim e'ashem u'mi'Yisrael and the other psukim, a mishlei, the pasuk, the midas tayvais. Yisem nekiyim comes with a story. Yisem Nikim is by the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Ruvein, Chatzi Shevet Menashe. They would be accused by Klal Yisrael, why do they want to stay in Ever HaYarden? They want to avoid Muhammad. So Yisem Nikim, don't do something that causes people to be chayshed you. So the Gemara says, Eza mechubish abekulam v'yisam nikiyim. If I do something that I'm supposed to do, let's say I'm in the airport, and my flight is delayed, or the Zman is late, I have to put on talis and tefillin. So you say, don't put on talis and tefillin. I don't know, people look at you like you're strange. What should I do? That's not chashad. I do things the way I'm supposed to do it. People don't know I'm supposed to do it, so what am I going to do? That's not, mimnei chashad is when you do something to bring suspicion on yourself. You do something that a normal person will be suspicious of you, so that you have to avoid. So that's the din of Yisam Nikiyim. Rav Palman is in the Torah Lamelech has a piece on Yisam Nikiyim. He quotes a Tshuvas Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer writes that it's mitzar him more to be Noki Mi Yisrael than to be Noki Mi Hashem. Now Sam Sefer writes, I'm not so worried I come to the next world that to be Noki from Hashem. I mean, I'm worried about that too. But he says that's easier. To be Noki Mi Hashem is easier. To be Noki Mi Yisrael, that's very hard. A person has to be very careful. And he says, I wonder if some Sefer could say this, that B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain went to Golis first. In Tanakh, we find Eber Yardin went first. He says, I'll tell you why. Because they didn't avoid Yisam Nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. They went ahead in battle. They did everything. But Yidden still whispered to each other. Yeah, they really wanted to stay in Eber Yardin because they were afraid of battle. And we caught them, so they got stuck going ahead. But people were still suspicious of them. And therefore, they went to Golis first. That's what some Sefer writes in this truth.
But the Kohen is supposed to do this. So, I mean, what the Rav just said, the Chashad, he's not doing anything to bring on.
So he has to go in a way that no Chashad, no suspicions. Got to wear simple clothing and the whole business.
That's the Yavis and Kiyim. So once Yavis and Kiyim is the only ones for the third.
The others are smacht as beyond.
No, that's why I said, so the question was, the Rav was asking really was, which is good
at
Torah, and that's the most
power. So that's what the other ones are telling you. It's a good hanhaga, I guess. In any case, so the Mishnah, Shabbos Raman Gamliel. We had this mentioned in the Gemara in the previous parak. Hayenichnis v'shkolav beinetz ba'isav. Rab Gamliel, they had pull. They were the Nesiim, and they had this taiva that their coin should be used. The Gemara will say it doesn't really matter. Halachically, whole Klal Yisrael's Yaitza. Still, they wanted. So they used to go, and they gave their coins late, the last minute. And they had the coins between their fingers.
This is on Bai Sheni, by the way.
Bai Sheni. Vizarku lefnei ha-toyrim. And as the fellow is scooping the boxes, they flipped their coin right there. V'atoyrim iskavim v'doich v'atoich ha-kupa. And the toyrim would make sure that Gamliel's coin got into the box. So people said, it's not fair, it's not right, it's not nice. Look, there are people who are machshir mitzvahs, so they the Rebbe gets the nicest esrik. I'm not fair, not nice, the Rebbe. So Rav Gamliel was the Rebbe. I mean, Lahavdol, he was much more than a Rebbe. He was the Nasi. But Klal Yisrael was mechabedim, and therefore he got to throw in the coin.
He couldn't have been the first person to ever do this. There must have been another Nesim who preceded him. What did they do in the Bais Rishon here?
There might have been others that did it. It was reporting what the author of this Mishnah saw. Ain't a Tyrim Tyrim. You know, Rebbe wrote the Mishnayah, so he got a Zayda's name.
Right, obviously.
This was a Zayda, so he used he gave good press to his Rav Gamliel. Ain't a Tyrim Tyrim, at Shuayim Alam Etrayim. There was a procedure. They said, do it, and he did it. Hey, name him like Trim, 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 Shalish Parmin. Tarmas Arishaina. Now again, the Karban Eid has his own sheet in this. I'll tell you the Pshat of Takel Chaditin and all the other Mafarshim. Tarmas Arishaina, three times a year. He went in the first time. He got this room full of coins. He took the Truma. V'chipa v'katabliyais. And they took a tarp. And they spread it over all the coins that were in the room. Hashnia. And then, the second, they took from the coins that came in later. All the coins that came in after Pesach were piled on top, and they took the second time. And again, they spread a tarp over the second pile of coins. And then, once you took the third, there's no reason to cover it. Normally, when you take truma, you don't take from something you took truma from, you don't take truma again. So same thing here, once they took from these coins, they spread something, and the next truma they took from the new coins, and so on. Tarmas Arishayna L'Shem Eretz Yisrael, The first one was some people who lived close by. Shnei l'shem krachem amukafim la. The second one, the coins that came in a little late. Hashlishis l'shem bavel, l'shem madai, l'shem medinas harachaykais. And the third were the coins that came in later. So everybody got his chance. Even the people whose coins had to travel, right, they gave it to the gizbar on time. But till they brought it, so there were three cycles, and this is how they did it.
The later you gave it in, the more likely your coin was going to be used.
Okay, say the later you gave it in, the more likely. So simply there were, it's not really true, because Bavel had 10 times as many Jews as Eretz Yisrael in the Bayis Sheni. So I guess in the first Bayis Hamikdash, you should be right. The Bayis Sheni have many more Jews in Bavel than in...
Even on the first... go around.
Now, we have an accountant. We have an accountant. He's going to judge me in your
heart. What did Rabbi Gamliel do? Rabbi Gamliel said, I'm going to be the last one. Clear the late. If you came the first day of Adar and put it in, it's on the bottom.
Yeah, you're coming early, you're in trouble, you're on the bottom.
It's like a
gyral, right? They do a Chinese auction. You gotta, before they do the Chinese auction, I'll throw in my paper right in. Where they pick it from, right?
No, maybe that's good that Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi. What did Nassim do in the Mishkan? I'm the last one.
Nassim will last by the Mishkan too.
I'm saying.
But they missed out.
But I'm just saying, in other words, Rabbi Gamliel's telling you to be last is going to be better.
Okay. So Gemara now says, Shal Beis Rabbi Gamliel, Ilu ha yeshnei karim v'tara me'echel me'amach haveirai, shamalai potach haveirai. If I have 2 piles of wheat, I separate truma from one on the other. I don't have to take this wheat for truma. It works for everything. So the same thing here. Why do you care if your coin is taken? If your coin is taken or not taken, it's the same mitzvah. So the Gemara, Hanachas ruach ilahem sheloyu karbim miskarev elam shalem tchila. It was a nachas ruach. It was a chavivos la'alocha. There's no difference. Tani. Now, what did they do? They had this sandwich in the room. You got to remember, coins, a big sheet. Coins, another sheet. Coins. When they finished, Tani, Shamat Esa Katablias, they pulled out these tarps, these sheets, Nasu Kulan Shirayin, and all the coins that were left over were called Shiare Halishcha, and we'll learn in Yitz Hashem what they did with the Shiare Halishcha. Tani, Shlishis hi hoisa ashira shebekulan. The third pile was the wealthiest. Why was that? Shahayu ben, it's the ria shalzav, the akrainia shalzav. Now here, the pashpshat in this Gemara is the following. We said money that was sent from far away, they used to change it into more valuable coins. So they changed the matzah shekel into more valuable coins. So the third pile, which came from far, had more valuable coins on top. That's the Pasha Pshat. So I had spoken out, the Michas Chinuch says that they changed everything back into Matzah Shekel. That doesn't fit with the way the Mefarshim here teach this. According to Michas Chinuch, you have to teach it, that it had the most money, came from far away, and it was the most Matzah Shekels that came, because it came, whole cities brought in late, and therefore it was more.
That third pluma was done just before Sukkot.
Yeah, but then
the third was done just before Sukkot.
So it had the most. It had 6 months
for the pluma.
Pesach till Shavuos is short. Shavuos till Sukkot is not quite 6 months. I'll say beyond.
Well, the last one is six okay. months. The last one is 6 months. The first two is broken okay. at 4 and 2.
It's whatever. 5 months, unless Ibiyar will be 6 months. Okay. Tani. Each time it was 3 boxes, but it came from a larger amount of money.
So the money was arriving just before Sukkot?
The third money was arriving just before Sukkot. It could have been not right before Sukkot, it could have been 2 months before Sukkot. But whatever came from Shavuos to Sukkot came then. No, we're going to put it straight into the thing. Nobody changed his coin. His coin got thrown in. People from far away, they changed. Silver coin. If the gold coin stayed in, the box had more value. If you learned that, to change it back to the silver, then it was not. Tani, Torah Masarishayna, L'Shem Eretz Yisrael, U'L'Shem Kol Yisrael. You might make a mistake in the Mishnah. You might think the first box was for the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Last box, people in Bavel. Nothing doing. The carbon has to be a carbon seymour. See, he means, l'shem Eretz Yisrael, l'shem kol Yisrael. It was the coins that came from Eretz Yisrael, but it was l'shem whole kol Yisrael. Shni l'shem krog b'kafin, l'shem kol Yisrael. Hashliz l'shem Bavel u'madai, l'shem dina sarachaykais, l'shem kol Yisrael. So you shouldn't think that the coin, that the carbon was not a carbon from the whole Klal Yisrael, it was. Tani, Natal min Rishayna. First they took from the first Truma. Again, this Gemara, again, the carbonate has one pshat, everybody else, I'm going to go with the Takhon Chadatin. Tani, Natal min Rishayna. They took from the first box, from Pesach to Shavuos. Alpha Bishyesh Barishayna. When Shavuos came, even though there was money left from the first Truma, Natal min Ashniya. They took from the Shavuos separation. Notel min ha-shniya, afo pishyesh b'shniya, notel min ha-shlishis. Once Sukkos came, they took from the Sukkos money. Shalma shlishis, they used up the Sukkos money. Chazil ha-shniya, they used the leftovers from the Shavuos money. Shalma shniya, Shavuos money was used up. Chazil rishayni, go back to Pesach money. Shalma shaloshton, this is what I mentioned at the beginning tonight, if they ran out of all the coins, chazil v'shaykel, then they would do it again. They would take, they would again, chayza v'shaykel is sort of, rameyayim v'chayza l'shirayim. Doesn't mean nushkalim, means they go back to the shirayim that was there. Now chayza v'shaykel means you have to give nushkalim. Rameyayim says no, it means you go back to what's left. So rameyayim er, mayalim b'shirayim. The shirayim still has kedusha. Shamit starchulahen libesayif, because they might come to it at the end, and since they might come to it at the end, it remained Biktu Shasan. So,
the first time says that they really used the Nushkal from Klal Yisrael again. They actually went out.
Yeah, the first Mandiyama says that they took Nushkal. Now, the Gemara brings the Braisa of Rapinchas ben Yair. This next Braisa is in Mesechta Saita, I believe. And it's the end of Saita. The Mesilas Yesharim is based on this next Braisa. Chena Rapinchas ben Yair, I mean. Pinchas ben Yair, you have to know, is the Mekubal in Shas. He's the Baal Kabbalah in Shas of Pinchas ben Yair. He says the following. You want to know how to become a big tzaddik? You want to know how to be Mechayim Esim? Right here. Teach you how to be Mechayim Esim. First, you have to be a Zariz. That's the first me, the Zrizus. Maybe the day Nikius. Then you become a Naki. Nikius brings you the day Tahara. Tahara, maybe the day Kedusha. Kedusha brings you to Anava. Imagine, Anava, humility is after Kedusha, after Tahara. Anova maybe lide Yiraschet. Yiraschet is after that. Yiraschet maybe lide Chasidus. Chasidus maybe the Racha Kaidish. Racha Kaidish maybe lide Tchias HaMesim. And then you can be Mechayim Mesim. Tchias HaMesim maybe lide Eliyahu Zachal HaTayv. In the Mesilas Yesharim, he goes through each of these Midas. If you want to know directions and how to get to it, he explains the Kinyan of Zrizos and the Kinyan of Chasidus and all of these. So Mitzvah Hashem, I guess tomorrow we'll pick up from this price that we're going to spend.